Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, November 21st, Thanksgiving Eve. First off, I'd like to wish everyone a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your meal, enjoy some football, watch Tiger and Phil Mickelson play golf, whatever makes you happy, but have a great time. We've got grain markets lower overnight with December corn down half cent at 360 and three quarters in the narrow kind of less than 2 cent range. We're holding just above the October 11th and 25th lows, coming in at 360 and a quarter and 360 and a half. And with option expiration on Friday, we may kind of gravitate toward that 360 strike price. We've got the funds about flat in corn, sitting below the 100-day moving average at 367 and the 50-day at 365. So we'll have to see if there is any direction here. I think a lot of the markets keeping an eye on these China negotiations coming up next week. That affecting the bean market. We've got Jan beans down a penny at 880. Even we're sitting above the 50-day moving average at 871 and the 100-day at 875. But everyone is awaiting what will happen with these talks ahead of the G20 meeting. The news kind of weakening the little bit of a bounce we had yesterday was that the sticking point still in these negotiations is China's intellectual property policies, and we need to see some changes on that to protect American companies. So again, we await what happens with those meetings. In the wheat, we've got December down a half cent, $5.25. Kansas City D's down a penny at 472, and Minneapolis D's up a quarter cent at 570. Kansas City wheat still well below Chicago. We'll have to see how that plays out. We've got the funds short about 30,000 contracts in Chicago and now short about 4,000 in Kansas City. And we're sitting well below most of the major moving averages in wheat. So, again, looking for some direction to see if these funds will want to add to these short positions. In outside markets, we got a little bit of support. Crude oil up over a dollar a barrel overnight, maybe stemming some of the selling in corn, that kind of weakening the ethanol margins, and so we will have to keep a close eye on what happens with that as well. And we've got the stock market up about 150 points in pre-opening trade. Again, maybe not real supportive of the markets, but stemming the velocity of the selling, so maybe just kind of a pause in that. That is all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great day.